So, you know, one of the things I can't stand, one of my, like, pet peeves, is people who misuse the word literally. Fucking, that drives me up a wall. Because when you misuse the word literally, you are using it in the exact opposite way it was intended. When you fuck that up, you fuck it up so bad. It's not like a little goof. It's not like, you know, you said, like, penultimate, you meant ultimate. Like, you know, you're off by one. You completely fucking misuse it. And you should stop using the word forever until you fucking figure it out. And fucking sportscasters do that all the time. You know, they're like, you know, he literally ripped his head off on that play. Oh, my. Like, what? No, he didn't. Don't. You shouldn't be talking into a microphone and describing things to people. Don't do that. He literally grew wings and ascended to heaven where God blessed him with this godlike defensive blocking capability, and he stayed in heaven for 7 glorious days and nights dining with the gods, and God turned a switch and stopped time here on earth so that he may do so, and then sent him back to earth and onto the field and at the appropriate time, like, did the switch so we wouldn't know what happened in the, you know, well, that's an exaggeration, but still, you know what I mean? You know, like, just people, oh, that fucking, people are like, dude, man, I'll tell you the funniest story, man. I was really fucked up the other day. I was hanging out with Jeremy and we were both super fucked up. And we went back to Jeremy's apartment. We split this bar of Xanax, okay? And then he put on that Viking hat, you know, that he won in Vegas, you know, and he started dancing around. And dude, it was so fucking funny. Dude, I literally shit my pants. Wow. Oh, man. Oh. What did you do? Dude, I was laughing. No, I mean, what did you do with your pants? I mean, what are you talking about? No, you said you literally shit your pants. Yeah, dude, it was fucking funny. No, I know, that's what I'm saying. What did you do with your shitty pants is what I'm asking. What? Nah, dude, I didn't fucking really shit my pants. I literally shit my pants. You don't understand, man. You don't get it at all. And my other, the other pet peeve I have, which is kind of close to that, it's kind of in the same family, is people who refer to themselves in third person. Fucking, that is unnecessary and self-centered and arrogant and weird. It's just weird. You know, these people, and they use it as some kind of excuse for their behavior. They always do. Check. I mean, they, you know, people are like, sorry, man. David Cross has to do what's best for David Cross. Sorry, he couldn't be here to tell you that, but maybe if you see him, you know, you can tell him how you feel. Whoop! You know. It's weird. They create this, like, entity outside of themselves, like somebody that they're talking about, like kind of some weird Sybil third personality, you know. Just like, yeah, you know, they use it as an excuse. Like, you know, you come home and, like, I'm fucking your dog or something. You'd be like, and you're outraged. You're like, fucking, what are you doing, man? You're like, sorry, dude. David Cross is a dog fucker. Sorry. That's what David Cross does, man. Sorry. Hang on. Yep. You've been crossed, my man. That's how it goes. You've just been crossed. That's what Cross does. So. And again, oddly enough, athletes are the worst at that behavior. Athletes, when you hear athletes interviewed, man, those guys are fucking, they're terrible. Like, you know, Barry Bonds and Daryl Strawberry and Wade Boggs was all bad. But there's one guy who's the fucking king, who's the worst. Yes, you got it. It's Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson, if you've ever seen Ricky Henderson interviewed, it's the best. It's sweet. It's sweet, glorious music. It's like he's communicating secretly to, like, an intergalactic leader from another space federation. You know, every time he says Ricky Henderson, he's giving coordinates, you know, to the planet or whatever. Hey, Ricky, I noticed you taped your bat up a little higher than normal. What's that about? Well, you know, Ricky Henderson has to do what's best for Ricky Henderson, you know. I mean, if Ricky Henderson feels that Ricky Henderson needs to tape his bat up higher to be the best Ricky Henderson that Ricky Henderson could be, then Ricky Henderson is going to tape his bat higher in a way that Ricky Henderson can perceive as Ricky Henderson can, to be the best Ricky Henderson that Ricky Henderson can or will or want to be, as Ricky Henderson qualified in a Ricky Henderson-esque type of way to be a Ricky Henderson, for which all Ricky Hendersons around us, being one Ricky Henderson, to speak through Ricky Henderson as a vessel to reach all Ricky Hendersons out there in the world, in a qualitative Ricky Henderson-esque magnanimous display of Ricky Henderson-tude and quality that you can find only in Ricky Henderson, as Ricky Henderson is wont to do for Ricky Henderson, being Ricky Henderson as Ricky Henderson. You come in here, Ricky Henderson, I'll give you a tape, your battery. You know, Ricky Henderson's gonna answer you in a way that Ricky Henderson can to be. In fact, that reminds me, I gotta give that motherfucker a phone call, you know? No, cause, uh-huh, that's right, uh-huh. Ricky Henderson, pick up. Pick up the phone, Ricky. Ricky Henderson, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, Ricky. Ricky, pick up the phone. It's me. You. God damn, that motherfucker's never there. And that's the Ricky Henderson bit. Yeah!